Yesterday afternoon, the Seattle Seahawks were doomed. All the Minnesota Vikings had to do was hit a short, easy field goal to win the game and put an end to the Seahawks season. And then this happened.
The snap, the kick is up.
Missed
it's
it.
No good! Are you kidding me? It's no good!
They blew it. The Seahawks survive and play again this weekend. We have a Seahawks fan embedded in Minnesota, former Seattleite and former KUOW host John Moe. Hi, John.
Hey, Bill.
I'm sure you were at the game?
Oh, God, no. No, it was -6 at kickoff. I went nowhere near that game.
John, I saw an 88-year-old man on the field wearing a short-sleeve golf shirt.
Yes. But that's Bud Grant, the former Vikings coach, and he's been soaking in it for years. He still lives around here, so he can handle it much better than me.
Let's talk about this poor kicker. How is Minnesota treating this guy, Blair Walsh?
Right away, there was obviously shock and anger and denial and bargaining and probably a few that Kubler-Ross hasn't even come up with yet. But it quickly gave way to a sort of grudging, cathartic forgiveness, because he gave interviews in the locker room right after the game. He said, no, wasn't the fault of the snapper, the laces. It didn't make any difference which way the laces were facing. It was all on me. And then after he was done with his interviews, he just broke down sobbing in the locker room. And I think for Minnesotans, that was kind of enough. Like, okay, you've suffered. You've displayed your emotions, which is a shocking thing to do in Minnesota in the first place. And everybody was kind of ready to move on and say, okay, well, you know, Blair Walsh was the person who scored the only other points in the game because the offense for Minnesota didn't score anything.
So the fans don't feel robbed of the chance to focus their despair on someone. That's admirable.
Well, it's been transferred a little bit, I think, to Adrian Peterson, who is, of course, the NFL rushing leader, star running back for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. And he had that fumble that led to the Seahawks field goal, you know, what ended up deciding the game. And this has been going on for a long, long time, and he doesn't seem to be doing anything to address it. And I think that's what has people around here really upset. And they're also, I should say, Bill, blaming it on God himself.
Oh?
Yeah, there's this sense that God hates the Vikings, wants them to suffer, and that nobody around here can have nice things.
Why would God hate the Minnesota Vikings?
It's unknown. Maybe the Norse gods aren't actually the ones in charge, and it's a form of apostasy or idolatry to be taking on the ways of the Norsemen. I'm not sure.
Well, then I guess the question is, does God hate the Carolina Panthers?
I don't know. Bill, I should point out, I was a Vikings fan before I was a Seahawks fan because my parents are Norwegian, and when they moved to America, they thought, oh, well, Vikings, that sounds familiar. Let's root for that team.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was steeped at a very early age in the agony of defeat of the Vikings. And then the Seahawks came along, and I said, I better just get on that bus instead.
Well, good luck reconciling with your parents, and good luck to the Seahawks in Carolina. John Moe, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bill.
Former Seattleite, KUW host John Moe. Yes, the Seahawks face the Carolina Panthers next weekend, and I'm told Seahawks are underdogs